Brazil's president Jair Bolsonaro has once again thrust himself into the world's spotlight after posting a video on Twitter showing a man pleasuring himself before being urinated on by another during carnival celebrations in Sao Paulo. Hours later, Mr. Bolsonaro followed with a tweet asking what a golden shower is. The president claimed he posted the video to expose the truth about what many street carnival groups have become in Brazil. The posts have angered many and have also pushed some jurists in the country to call for his impeachment. Juliano Oliveira reports.
Leading jurists in Brazil say President Jair Bolsonaro's latest tweets contravene the country's constitution and could provide grounds for his impeachment. The controversial tweets come after a series of anti-presidential demonstrations during carnival celebrations in São Paulo. Hours after they were posted, the hashtag Bolsonaro impeachment became worldwide trending topic on Twitter. Users condemned him for denigrating carnival. At the same time, high-profile jurist Miguel Reale Jr. claimed Mr. Bolsonaro's actions breached his constitutional responsibility to act with decorum and he should face an impeachment process because of it. But political analyst Alexandre Moreira says it's unlikely Bolsonaro will lose power because of this. Mr. Alexandre says Bolsonaro posted the video to divert attention from bigger problems, like alleged ties between his son and mafia in Brazil.
It is important to highlight the use of moral issues during the Brazilian electoral campaign. The economic program of Bolsonaro has low popular appeal since his main points require strong economic sacrifices from the population. Camouflaging his unpopular economic project, Bolsonaro was able to shift the focus from economic discussions to moral problems such as the public debate about sexuality, gender ideology and criminality as a character. Thus, Bolsonaro, in an obscure and camouflaged way, criticised the supposed excesses of the carnival, associating it with LGBT population as an attack on the values of the Brazilian family. Whenever Bolsonaro is involved in some crisis, he uses his support base to guide public opinion. This strategy is necessary since, in less than 3 months in government, Bolsonaro has a crisis involving the children of parliamentarians and their conflicting relationship with militiamen from Rio de Janeiro and a supposed electoral crime scheme.
He says the president's antics probably won't affect his popularity with supporters.
Bolsonaro was a demagogue and a parliamentarian for a long period before the presidency. He presented few policies and his performance was shallow. He established himself as a spokesman for morality and the family against the corruption of the left and old politics. Bolsonaro and other new right Brazilians instigated a crusade against a supposed conspiracy involving the LGBT movement, communist groups and globalism, where the Brazilian family would have its moral foundations destroyed by cultural Marxism and gender ideology, which would corrupt young people, leading to an immoral and libertine life. That conspiracy theory was heavily used in the electoral campaign against Fernando Haddad, the candidate of the Workers' Party. Brazilian society is marked by a strong homophobic reactionary behaviour, with one of the highest rates of crimes against the LGBT population, which, together with the historical structural racism that punishes poor blacks with mass incarceration, makes the appearance of a figure like Jair Bolsonaro a logical one.
Brazilian specialist in social media and brand management, Stefan Jr., says Bolsonaro isn't an internet savvy as he imagined after the hashtag against him reached trending status.
Isso não significa a totalidade do público brasileiro.
This does not mean the entire Brazilian public, because if we had a large number of people thinking that way, we would not have elected him. But because he has entered worldwide trending topics shows that his influence in the digital world is not as great as he imagined. Social networks were weapons for him to be elected. Now after that, they turn against him. The people who followed Bolsonaro in social networks are less active than their critics. It has become clear that social networks can also be the enemies of the president.
Mr. Steven says the actions of the president may have harmed the world's image of Brazil.
Bolsonaro has two roles. First, as head of state, outside the country he is the face of Brazil. He's also a digital influencer. When he says something, he has the ability to influence people and the world's perception of Brazil. The image of Brazil suffered much after this episode on Twitter, and even more after Bolsonaro criticised Carnival by using a video. This image of Brazil will take time to be erased. This had negatively affected the country's image.
That story was by Juliano Oliveira.